So you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Hellboy, and it's based off a comic book.
Oh, people love comic book movies right now, especially with that Wolverine character getting so popular.
Yeah, with the scruffy sideburns and the grumpy attitude and the cigar smoking.
Exactly. So tell me about this Hellboy guy.
Oh, well, he's got scruffy sideburns and a grumpy attitude, and he smokes cigars.
Oh, I don't know why, but I feel like people are gonna like this.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, the movie's gonna start with some Nazis doing some real evil stuff.
Oh, they always do that.
Yeah, they totally do. So they're doing some secret experiments with some portals.
How are we gonna be able to tell that they're Nazis if they're doing secret stuff?
Well, they put up some big old Nazi banners around the secret site.
Oh, I didn't realize Nazis were so bad at keeping secrets.
They were awful at it. They just love banners so much, they couldn't contain their excitement.
Wow.
Anyway, so this evil guy Rasputin wants to open up a portal and awaken the seven gods of chaos.
How do we find out he wants to do that?
Well, because he does this thing where he shouts out the things he's about to do before he does them.
Oh, that's very convenient for us.
For sure. So then the allies attack and Rasputin gets sucked into the portal.
Wow, wow, wow.
And then the portal is gonna close, but this paranormal expert, Professor Broom, is gonna be like, something might have come through there.
Okay.
And then they find a little red demon monster.
Oh, and they all freak out?
No, they're like, oh, it's a baby boy, and they all cheer.
How do they know this thing's not gonna kill them all?
Well, Hellboy's the main character.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about him. He just came through a hell portal. He could kill them all for all they know.
Well, they know he won't do that.
How?
Because he's the main character.
Never mind.
Oh, and Professor Broom is gonna give Hellboy a delicious Baby Ruth candy bar.
Oh, that's extremely specific. Are the people at Baby Ruth paying you or something?
Not at all. I just think it's a fantastic product filled with peanuts, caramel, and delicious milk chocolate nougat.
There's some money sticking out of your papers there.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's just some of my non-chocolate money, which I got for reasons unrelated to chocolate.
Oh, very suspicious.
Don't know what you mean. So anyway, a bunch of years later, Hellboy is now working for Professor Broom at the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense.
Okay, and how are we gonna make this Hellboy guy likable?
Oh, well, I heard about this thing in script writing called a save the cat moment.
Save the cat? What's that?
That's where the main character does something that makes him likable to the audience. And the classic example is, you know, saving a cat.
Oh, okay, so what's gonna be Hellboy's save the cat moment?
Well, I figure we could, and hear me out on this, have him save some cats.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So what, are they stuck in a tree or something?
No, they're in a box in a subway station as he's fighting a monster.
Oh, so he pushes them off to the side to safety?
No, he's gonna pick up the box and hold the kittens as he's still fighting the monster.
Oh, that's a significantly more dangerous situation to put them in.
Yeah, well, it all works out, though.
Well, great.
Anyway, we're also gonna meet this guy, John Myers, who just joined the division.
Oh, John Myers, huh? What's his deal?
Oh, well, we're gonna say that he's pure of heart.
What does that mean?
Something, probably.
But what's his personality like?
The kind that's, pure of heart?
Did you forget to give him a personality?
Yeah, to be honest, he's only in this thing to be the new guy that people shout exposition at.
Might be more interesting if you gave him a personality, though.
Yeah, no, I already didn't do that, though.
Oh, okay, well, it's too late now.
And we're also gonna meet this fish man, Abe Sapien, that has to be underwater to survive.
Oh.
Except when he doesn't.
What?
Yeah, sometimes he has a special suit that covers his gills with water, but other times he's just hanging out.
A very inconsistent fish man.
We're also gonna have this fire lady, Liz Sherman, and her and Hellboy kind of have a thing.
Oh, things are tight.
Yeah, but she's gonna go out on a date with John Myers.
Oh, what does she see in him?
That he's pure of heart?
Okay, but we established that doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, I'm just having them go on a date so we can show Hellboy getting jealous.
Wow, so this John Myers guy really only exists so the audience can learn non-John Myers stuff.
Basically, yeah.
So what are we gonna have them go up against in the movie?
Well, that Rasputin guy comes back to life because a dude with an unnatural amount of blood was sacrificed into a thing.
Okay.
And Rasputin wants to do some evil stuff again.
Oh, this guy loves doing evil stuff.
Yeah, he's like, you know what this place needs? Some monsters.
Oh, I bet he'd suggest that. What a jerk.
Right, so Hellboy's gonna have to fight these resurrection monsters that multiply each time they're defeated.
That's not good.
Yeah, and he's gonna kill the first one by electrocuting himself so the thing burns up.
Oh, and that doesn't kill Hellboy?
No, Hellboy's gonna be like, I'm fireproof, you're not.
Oh, he's fireproof?
Yep, 100%, except when he's not.
Very cool.
We're also gonna have Abe go into the sewers and see a bunch of monster eggs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but then he gets injured, so he doesn't get a chance to destroy them.
Oh, no. So what's gonna happen with the eggs?
I don't know.
Oh, we're not gonna come back to that?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and also Professor Broom gets killed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Hellboy's gonna get real mad, and they all have to go to Russia to stop Rasputin once and for all.
Oh, how are they gonna find him?
Well, Hellboy's gonna cast a spell on a corpse to bring it back to life and get directions.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool power, right?
Hellboy doesn't try that resurrection thing on his deceased father figure, Broom.
He does not.
Huh.
Anyway, so then there's a bunch of monsters, and Liz goes into fire mode to kill them.
Oh, smart. smart because Hellboy's fireproof.
Yeah, but for some reason her thing's gonna knock everybody out and they're gonna wake up captured.
Oh boy.
And then Rasputin's gonna make Hellboy go into full demon mode because it turns out his arm is like a key to the portal.
Oh man, is it gonna be hard for him to get out of demon mode?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, John Myers goes, remember who you are, and that, you know, works immediately.
Oh great.
But then a tentacle monster comes out of the bad guy.
Uh-oh, plot twist.
But then Hellboy makes it explode with grenades.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah, not too complicated.
Wow.
And then Hellboy and Liz get together and John Myers just stands there because, you know, whatever.
And that's it?
And that's it. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds great. I can see us making this one, maybe a sequel in a couple of years.
Great.
Maybe a reboot in 15 years where we just drop the ball completely.
What? Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You can also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.